This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Mahashivaratri being celebrated by Hindus all over the world by worshipping Lord Shiva today. Nepal Army Day also being celebrated today. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda says efforts are underway to forge consensus on presidential candidate. And at least 53 people killed in Syria in an attack blamed on the Islamic State. Now the news in detail. Hindus all over the world, including Nepal, are observing Mahashivaratri festival today by worshipping Lord Shiva. Hindus believe that the observation of Mahashivaratri brings peace and prosperity to one's life. Devotees take baths in rivers and ponds, visit Lord Shiva's shrines and pay homage to Lord Shiva. The day is regarded as the favorite day of Lord Shiva. Fasting is observed by some during the day and the night is observed with the vigil celebrating Shiva. People also make bonfires at home, on public squares and at temples. Classical dances are performed at Kailashkut and Kirateshwar of the Pashupati area in Kathmandu. The Pashupatinath temple in Kathmandu is visited on Mahashivaratri by devotees from across the country and neighbouring India. Pashupati Area Development Trust has said it has made special arrangements to facilitate the visitors. Meanwhile, President Bidyadevi Bhandari has pointed out the need of paying attention to the preservation of cultural and religious heritages, which she said are the pillar of civilization. In a message, President Bhandari wished for the happiness, peace and prosperity of Nepalese on the occasion of Mahashivaratri. The main security body of Nepal, Nepal Army, is celebrating its 260th founding day today by holding various programs across the country. A special ceremony will be held today at Sainik Manch Durikhel on the occasion of Mahashivaratri and Nepal Army Day. President Bidyadevi Bhandari will grace the ceremony as the chief guest. President Bhandari is the supreme commander of the Nepal Army. President Bhandari will lay a wreath at the soldiers' memorial there. On the occasion of Army Day, various military and cultural programs, including parades, army drills, cannon firing, aerial shows, will be performed today. Meanwhile, four former chiefs of the Indian Army have arrived in Kathmandu to participate in the founding day of the Nepal Army. Nepal Army had sent invitation to 12 former army chiefs and the incumbent army chief to participate in the special function of Nepal Army Day. Following the invitation, four former Indian Army chiefs, Bishwanath Sharma, Joginder Jaswant Singh, Deepak Kapoor and Dalbir Singh Suhag, arrived in Kathmandu yesterday. Likewise, Manoj Mukunda Naravade will arrive today to participate in the event. The government has decided to withdraw the bill designed to amend some laws related to the Constitutional Council. Unveiling the decisions of Thursday's cabinet meeting amid a press conference yesterday, Rekha Sharma, the government spokesperson and communication minister, said the cabinet also gave a consent to publish terms in the Nepal Gazette to be followed while setting up investment companies. Communication Minister Sharma further said cabinet meeting agreed to determine public holidays to be granted in the year 2080 Bikram Samvat. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said they are effortful to conclude the issue of president's election in 1 or 2 days. Responding to media persons after meeting with CPNUML chairman KP Sharma Oli at his residence at Balkot in Bhaktapur yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal said they were effortful for making the government's performance effective by keeping the coalition intact. In a query about the president's election, Prime Minister Dahal clarified that the issue would be concluded within a few days. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has pledged to make the health services free and accessible for all, including marginalized people, by formulating acts as directed by the Constitution. Addressing the third convocation of the Nepal Academy of Medical Sciences yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal expressed hope that reform in the country's health sector was possible with collaboration from all sides. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has said he is always in the forefront in defence of nationality. Receiving a memorandum from the leaders of Rashtriya Jana Morcha Nepal at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar yesterday, the Prime Minister said the government was committed to maintaining law and order. The government has decided to observe the National Democracy Day 2023 for 3 days. The Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration issued a circular yesterday to the Office of the Chief Minister and the Council of Ministers of all provinces and subordinate bodies to prepare for marking the National Democracy Day for 3 days, organizing various programs from today. The day is marked to commemorate the declaration of democracy in Nepal, overthrowing the 104-year-long Rana regime in the year 1951. Nepal and the Republic of Malawi established diplomatic relations on Thursday. With this, the number of countries with which Nepal has diplomatic relations has reached 178. Radio Nepal is preparing to begin its FM transmission from Rukum West. An FM transmitter will be set up at the Janti Basne Lake of Musikot Municipality of Rukum West to expand Radio Nepal's broadcasting coverage. A team led by the Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, carried out a preliminary study by reaching the spot. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 53 people have been killed in an attack in Syria's central desert province of Homs, the state media has reported, blaming the killings on the Islamic State. According to Al Jazeera, the bodies of the victims that were taken to the Palmyra State Hospital had gunshot wounds to the head. State media said the victims had been gathering desert truffles when they were attacked. Homs province is controlled by the Syrian government and its allies. The director of the Palmyra Hospital said the dead were 46 civilians and 7 soldiers. 5 people who were wounded were transferred to another hospital. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the attack. At least 6 people have died in a series of shootings in a small rural town in the U.S. state of Mississippi. According to the BBC, all the victims were gunned down at several locations in Arkabutla, about 72 kilometers south of Memphis in neighboring Tennessee. 3 victims were found dead inside 2 houses, while others were found inside a store, in a car, and on a road. Police confirmed they have a lone suspect in custody. The Tate County Sheriff's Office identified him as a 52-year-old local resident. Now sports. Nepal defeated Scotland in the triangular series of the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 held at the Kirtipur-based Trivan University Cricket Ground yesterday. Nepal chased the target of 275 runs in 47 overs at the loss of 7 wickets. Dipendra Singh Iri's 85 runs and Kushal Mallas' 81 runs were the major contribution for the Nepali batting side, while bowling Sandeep Lamichhane took 3 wickets, conceding only 27 runs in 10 overs. Nepal is playing Namibia today. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of province number 1 and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report. For the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was recorded at 23.5 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was recorded at 8.6 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Mahashivaratri being celebrated by Hindus all over the world by worshipping Lord Shiva today. Nepal Army Day also being celebrated today. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says efforts are underway to forge consensus on presidential candidate. And at least 53 people killed in Syria in an attack blamed on the Islamic State. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.